For a pretty smart real estate man, you're sure neglecting an awfully valuable piece of property.
Where's that?
Right over there, Bill.
Where?
There.
This is Dr. Walter Bell, bringing you another transcribed chapter in the story of Empire County, presented by the New York State Department of Health and produced by the State Radio Bureau. Today's story, A Longer Lease. I guess Bill Mattingly is one of the three top men in the real estate business of Empire County. As the county's commissioner of health, I've had a chance to work with him and see how much he knows about evaluating and improving property. You can't help but wonder why a man as bright as Bill Mattingly could be so, well, thoughtless at times.
Bill! Bill, is that you?
Yes, Nancy, it's me.
Oh, it's freezing down here in the kitchen, and you didn't even turn up the thermostat. With that cough of yours. Oh, now, what are you doing there at this time of night? Here, let me help you.
Oh, come on, now, I can do it myself. I just want a sandwich, that's all.
Do you call that a sandwich? A tiny piece of cheese and some bread? Let me make you one of your regular dagwoods.
No, this is fine. I don't have the appetite I used to. Now, look, like you promised 28 years ago, obey your husband and get up to bed. I came down in the first place because I didn't want to wake you.
Well, as long as I'm down here, I may as well have a cup of tea. Besides, whether you cough upstairs or down here doesn't make much difference. It isn't only the loss of sleep that worries me. Bill, I wish you'd do something about that cough.
I have.
What?
Well, I've been taking that cough medicine Dr. Daniels prescribed.
Bill, he prescribed that almost a year ago, and it was for me anyway. And it worked with me. But you've been going on like this for over a month.
The trouble with you is, ever since the kids got married, you haven't had enough people to worry about.
Oh.
I'm the only one around.
Don't joke about it.
Now look, Nancy, I've probably just been smoking too much all through the years. Now I don't touch my pipe anymore. And my cigarette limit is a pack a day. This is most likely just the remains of that little cold I had.
Why take chances? It could be something, well, something serious.
Oh, don't be a clown, Jane. Even if it were serious, which I'm sure it isn't, it'd have to wait a little while anyway until the Martin Pritchett deal goes through.
Is it so important?
Important? Nancy, I've been working on this plan for over 5 years. If we get the Martin Pritchett department store to take that 90-year lease, we can start building the whole development tomorrow. Mm. Other stores will stand in line to get in that area. There'll be a restaurant, a gas station, and then before you know it, new homes will start popping up like... Oh, there I go dreaming it. Why don't you put a muzzle on me?
Why? They're my dreams, too. But I do wish you'd take half an hour out to see Dr. Daniels.
That's exactly the point. It wouldn't be a half hour. He'd probably make me lay off work for a few weeks. And I just can't do it right now. This Martin Pritchett deal will be the biggest and longest lease in Empire County history. Mm. And it's my baby. Won't be too long. Pritchett's practically sold. Mm-hmm. Only a few more details have to be settled. I got to take the restaurant plans over to the health department tomorrow.
Bill.
Leave me alone, Nancy. I can't take the time to see the doctor now, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, you've hardly touched your sandwich.
I wasn't hungry anyway.
I'll clean up. You go on upstairs and try to get some sleep.
Sleep, huh?
Bill, if you'd only...
Good night, Nancy.
Good night, dear.
See, Dr. Bell, this set of plans covers the entire development.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you where all those other individual blueprints fit in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the big department store fronting on Farmingdale Road, see?
Yeah.
Now, the smaller stores will run along Hurley Street. And there's the restaurant. And over here we have the gas station.
I see. Well,
That's quite a project.
Yeah, I'll say it is. It's the biggest commercial development and the longest lease in the history of Empire County. Now, is everything okay from a public health point of view?
Well, I certainly think so. Of course, our sanitary engineers, Fred Connors and Jim Stevenson, will have to go over the plan.
Now, that'll be fine. And I want to thank you for being so helpful.
Oh, that's my job.
I only wish Mr. Pritchett would cooperate as much.
You mean the Mr. Pritchett?
Yes, the Pritchett of March and Pritchett Department Store. For some reason, he's been delaying the final decision. I'm afraid he might decide to stay on in that ramshackle building on Hamilton Street.
Well, I hope not, for your sake and for the sake of Empire County.
I would sort of like to get this whole project out of the way. I could use a vacation, all right. This cough is kind of getting me down.
So I see. Tell me, how long have you had it?
Oh, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Say, maybe you could recommend something for it.
Well, not being in private practice myself, I can only recommend it to see your family doctor.
You sound just like my wife.
Do I?
With this big deal cooking, I just can't take the time.
Well, now, Mr. Mattingly, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but maybe you really should take the time. A 5-week cough could mean something pretty serious.
You mean TB?
I'm in no position to make a diagnosis. Could be several things. There's always a possibility of tuberculosis. And in a man your age, we must always think of a malignancy.
Well, sounds bad. What does it really mean?
It really means that you should see your family physician, and as soon as possible. An unnecessary extra delay could be very serious.
Well, maybe it would be better to find out anyway. I tell you the truth, I've been sort of worried myself. Would you mind if I called Dr. Daniels from here?
No, of course not.
Could I use your phone book?
Oh, I know Dr. Daniels' number here. Let me get him for you. Four.
Will this take very long? I mean, to know one way or the other?
Four. No, no, not long. A sample of your sputum and an X-ray will help tell us to... Hello? Yes, is Dr. Daniels in? Thank you. Hold on, please.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Hello, Dave. This is Bill Mattingly. I've been talking to Dr. Bell here, and he tells me that I better get over to see you.
Yes, I know it's hard to accept the fact that you have cancer. But there is a good side to it, Bill. You're lucky that you came to see me when you did. Now, that hacking, rasping cough was a definite danger signal. And when Dr. Jensen and I looked at the X-rays he took on Monday, we were both pretty sure it was cancer.
You have the pictures?
Yes, sure. Here they are.
Is that it?
That's right, that light area in the left lung. The sputum specimen that you brought in on Tuesday pretty definitely confirmed the original diagnosis. The laboratory checked the sputum and found some cancer cells. Well, that's the story, Bill.
All right, I'm a big boy. How long have I got?
How long have you got? Why, with a successful operation, there's no reason why you can't live out your regular life expectancy.
Now, look, Dave, give me the truth. We've known each other...
Please, Bill, I'm not saying that this isn't serious. But there are plenty of people who've had cancerous growths removed, who are walking the streets, enjoying a perfectly normal life. And they'd be a lot more in good shape like that if they'd only caught those cancer warnings soon enough.
Operation, huh?
Yes. We'll send you to a chest surgeon who'll do an operation on that bad lung. And it should be done pretty soon, too.
You mean remove the lung?
Yes. It's amazing what progress they've made in lung surgery in the past few years.
Oh, but hang it all, why now? I've been working on that Martin Pritchett long lease deal for 5 years. Now, look, a couple of weeks won't make that much difference, will it?
You know, for a pretty smart real estate man, you're sure neglecting an awfully valuable piece of property.
What's that?
Right over there, Bill.
Where?
There. You're looking at it right now. There, in the full-length mirror. Do you know any more valuable property than your own body? Or an improvement program more vital than your own health?
Okay, Dave, that's enough. I'll have to speak to Nancy first, though. Who do you think should do the operation?
Well, Sanders is an excellent surgeon. And Blauner has done some wonderful chest surgery during the past few years.
Well, it's up to you. Just give me a few days to clean things up. Looks like the end of the Martin Pritchard development. And maybe the end of Bill Mattingly, too.
Ah, Bill.
One good thing, anyway. Either way, I'll get rid of this goddamn cough.
A few months later, I received an invitation to the groundbreaking ceremony for the Martin Pritchard development. There were the usual shovelfuls of good earth, one each for the mayor, Mr. Pritchard, and one for Bill Mattingly. The speeches were short, and all in all, it was a pleasant affair.
Well, say there, Dr. Bell.
Yes? Oh, hello there, Mr. Mattingly.
I'd like you to meet Mrs. Mattingly, Doctor. Nancy, this is Dr. Walter Bell, our Commissioner of Public Health.
How do you do, Mrs.
Mattingly? I'm very glad to know you.
Thank you. Say, that was a good speech you just gave.
Oh, thanks. There were a lot of other things I wanted to say, but I don't believe in long speeches.
You said enough. I'm just happy that the development is on its way and that you were here to see it.
Well, you know, that's sort of what I wanted to say. You know, Nancy, Dr. Bell and you have something in common.
We do?
If it hadn't been for the two of you, I never would have got to see Dr. Daniels about that cough of mine.
Oh.
Or if I had gone on my own hook, it probably would have been too late.
You mean you didn't go on my advice alone? A fine thing.
Well, I guess I was merely the tiny extra push that Mr. Mattingly needed.
Well, anyway, the operation was a success, and here's the proof.
Mm-hmm. You do look great, Mr. Mattingly.
I never felt better. Oh, occasionally I have a sentimental longing for that left lung, but physically I don't know it's gone.
No. Well, I only wish that other people were as lucky and as smart as you are. Lung cancer is definitely on the increase.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing wonderful research at places like the Roswell Park Memorial Hospital in Buffalo. And most of it proves that cancer can be cured if the individual himself is aware of those suspicious symptoms in time.
Well, this individual is happy he did. It's a pleasure to go on working without that cough. This development may not look like much now, all this mud and everything, but you just watch it grow. You don't know how good it felt when old man Pritchard put his signature to that long lease.
Yeah, I bet. That's the most impressive lease in Empire County history, isn't it?
Not quite.
Oh, I thought it was.
The most important lease, as far as I'm concerned, is the new lease on life you people gave me. Thank you.